Peace, oh, for shame. Confusion's cure lives not in these confusions. Heaven and yourself had part in this fair maid. Now heaven hath all, and all the better is it for the maid. Your part in her you could not keep from death, but heaven keeps his part in eternal life. The most you sought was her promotion, for 'twas your heaven she should be advanced. And weep ye now, seeing she is advanced above the clouds, as high as heaven itself. Oh, in this love, you love your child so ill that you run mad, seeing that she is well. She's not well married that lives married long, but she's best married that dies married young. Dry up your tears, and stick your rosemary on this fair corse, and, as the custom is, and in her best array, bear her to church. For though fond nature bids us all lament, yet nature's tears are reason's merriment.
All things that we ordained festival turn from their office to black funeral. Our instruments to melancholy bells, our wedding cheer to a sad burial feast, our solemn hymns to sullen dirges change, our bridal flowers serve for a buried corse. And all things change them to the contrary.
Sir, go you in, and madam, go with him. And go, Sir Paris, everyone prepare to follow this fair course unto her grave. The heavens do lower upon you for some ill. Move them no more by crossing their high will.
Exit, casting rosemary on her and shutting the curtains. The nurse and musicians remain.
Faith, we may put up our pipes and be gone.
Honest good fellows, ah, put up, for well you know this is a pitiful case.
Exit.
Aye, by my troth, the case may be amended.
Enter Peter.
Musicians, oh musicians, heart's ease, heart's ease. Oh, and you will have me live, play heart's ease.
Why heart's ease?
Oh, musicians, because my heart itself plays, my heart is full. Oh, play me some merry dump to comfort me.
Not a dump, we. 'Tis no time to play now.
You will not, then?
No.
I will then give it you soundly.
What will you give us?
No money, on my faith, but the gleek. I will give you the minstrel.
Then will I give you the serving creature.
Then will I lay the serving creature's dagger on your pate. I will carry no crotchets. I'll ray you. I'll far you. Do you note me?
And you ray us and far us, you note us.
Pray you, put up your dagger and put out your wit. Then have it you with my wit.
I will dry beat you with an iron wit and put up my iron dagger. Answer me like men. When griping grief the heart doth wound and doleful dumps the mind oppress, then music with her silver sound. Why silver sound? Why, music with her silver sound? What say you, Simon Catling?
Marry, sir, because silver hath a sweet sound.
Pretty, what say you, Hugh Rebeck?
I say silver sound because musicians sound for silver.
Pretty, too. What say you, James Soundpost?
Faith, I know not what to say.
Oh, I cry you mercy. You are the singer. I will say for you, it is music with her silver sound, because musicians have no gold for sounding. Then music with her silver sound, with speedy help doth lend redress.
Exit.
What a pestilent knave is this same.
Hang him. Jack, come, we'll in here tarry for the mourners and stay dinner.
Exit with others.